Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give God praise on tonight. This is the day that the Lord has made. We are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Hallelujah. Reggie Brown, a good friend of ours, says a good day to be alive. Come on, somebody. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. So we are celebrating life. We are celebrating one another. We believe by faith God is not done with you yet. God is not done with me yet. There's greater ahead of you. Come on. Better is ahead of you. Come on, somebody. To God be the glory. The best days are the rest of your days. In the name of Jesus, I receive it by faith for myself. And I believe that someone listening saying, Pastor, yes. It's not about a new year. It's not about a new opportunity. It's about now. Now, faith. Glory be to God. Now faith is. So I just want to touch and agree with you in the word that God has greater and better and more for you. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. We're going to read a few verses of scripture and we're going to go into prayer. We know that prayer works. We know that prayer is needed. There's a story about a woman, and I think it's around Luke 17 to 18. She wanted justice. She went to the king time and time and time again, asking the king to come and give her and her family justice. And the Bible says the king didn't fear God nor man, but he said, unless this woman weary me to death, I'm going to give her justice. So he went and he acted on her behalf. And Jesus said the parable and the theme and the moral of that story is that we got to always pray. We got to keep coming to God. Don't let nobody talk you out of talking to God. Don't let nobody talk you out of communicating with God. We have to go to God. He said, ask, and it will be given unto you. He said, seek, and you will find it. Then he said, knock, and opportunities and doors will be opened. And the translation is, keep asking, keep seeking, and keep knocking. Amen, somebody. To God be the glory. This is why we're here every Tuesday night. And we thank God that God has afforded us and allowed us to have this prayer line for years, because that's all we're doing. We keep asking, we keep seeking, we keep praying, and God keep moving. Oh, glory be to God. God keeps moving. Thank you, Jesus. That's why it's not over until who says it's over? Until God says it's over, it's not over. So God has the final word and God has the final say on whatever it is you're dealing with in the name of Jesus. But let's read from Romans chapter 15, starting at verse number 1. If you have a Bible, if you have a smartphone, if you have a tablet or something with the Bible on it, turn right now to Romans chapter 15, starting at verse number 1. We thank God for you on tonight. Hallelujah. Paul writes to the church of Rome, and in this 15th chapter, he says, we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let every one of us please his neighbor for his good to edification. For even Christ pleased not himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of them that reproach thee fell on me. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort the scriptures might have hope. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Jesus Christ, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Wherefore receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. Man, oh man, oh man. I just love what I just read. The fact that God received you and I, Paul is saying to us that we ought to receive other people, especially if you've been established, especially if you have some stability in your life, if you have some degree of success, if you found yourself being a strong person, a strong individual. The Bible just told us it is an expectation from God that we are to help those who are weak or those who are in a weakened state. People who are going through a hard time, people who are going through a storm, those who are vulnerable, those who are babies in Christ, those who are sometimes have not become steadfast, unshakable, and unmovable. The Bible says those of us that have been in the things of God, we have been in church, we know the word of God, we know how to pray, we know how to get, amen, with the things of God. It said we ought to not act like we don't see those who are hurting, those who are weak, those who are struggling. So my prayer, one, is for new creation, that we would always be that church, and we are that kind of church. Amen. We receive everybody. Thank God for that. We have a loving atmosphere in our church. We believe in the love of God. We try to share that in our church. Hallelujah. So the Bible says when we receive each other, it says the things that were written aforetime, meaning the Old and New Testament, that is for us to learn. And it gives us, number one, patience. It gives us, number two, peace. And it gives us, number three, comfort. Because that's why Paul said the God of consolation, glory be to God. God wants to console us when we're going through a hard time in a hard place. Sometimes there are no words for what people are walking through, but God will console you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. It says the God of peace, the God of comfort will console you. That's why, you know, he'll put his loving arms around you. He'll put his spirit around you. Many of us are going through so much, but God has a way of coming in and saying, I'm their daughter. I'm their son. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then Paul says, be like-minded, with one mind and one mouth, and the unity of Christ, the unity of the believers, the unity of the saints are to glorify God. Woo! Glory be to his name. That's why I love coming to church. When I see somebody praise, it makes me want to break out in a praise. When I see somebody lifting up holy hands, it makes me want to lift up my hand. Hallelujah. When I see somebody and hear somebody saying amen, I want to say amen. Glory be to God. I cannot do that in isolation. I can't do that by myself. When I see you, it encourages me. When I hear somebody other than myself saying amen, my spirit is stirred up. Glory be to God. When I see somebody saying hallelujah, something stirs up on the inside of me. Glory be to God. And that's what Paul was saying. That's the subtitle of what my Bible says, the subtitle. It says the unity in Christ. That's what I just read to you, Romans 15. My subtitle says the unity in Christ. And this is why we come to church. This is why we pray on Tuesday night. This is why we do Word Wednesday. Glory be to God. Because the Bible says we're no longer tossed to and fro, but we're being perfected. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we ought to give God glory just for the opportunity to grow, for the opportunity to change, for the opportunity that we're getting better, for the opportunity that we're being transformed. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight, and we praise you tonight. God, there's none like you in all the earth. We want that unity in our church, New Creation Church. We want to be on one accord. We want to come and assemble ourselves together in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, help us to demonstrate that. Help us to perform that. Help us to carry that out in the name of Jesus. You told us to keep the Sabbath holy, to set it apart. It is the day of rest, to rest from our weary lives, to rest from the cares of this world, to take a break and step back from the burdens of the day and come hear a word from the Lord. So we're praying for New Creation Church. We're praying, Lord, for every member, every family, God, those present, those past, those future, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you that your mercies and your grace are new every morning. Hallelujah. God, help us, glory be to God, to create that unity even in our families, even in our marriages, even, God, with our friends and those who are associates. Help us to create the unity, glory be to God. You said the devil is the orchestrator of division. The devil is the one that causes confusion. The devil is the one that sows discord. So we bind him up right now in the name of Jesus, and we speak unity. We speak one-mindedness. We speak one heart, one Lord, one baptism, one faith in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you for the community of the church. We thank you for the community of the saints. We thank you that we don't have to fight this battle on our own. We thank you for one another. Even as I just read, it said those who are strong, those who are weak, those who are poor, those who are rich, those who are mature, those who are immature, come together in unity, and that makes the church. Glory be to God. So, Lord, I thank you for the church, every member, Cloud 9, New Creation, Tri-Faith Ministries, Faithful Christian Ministries, every church, God, in the name of Jesus, called by your name. Bless that house. Bless that ministry. Breathe on it, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the resources that's in New Creation. We thank you for the gift and the giver. We thank you for every tither, every sower, every ministry worker and laborer in the name of Jesus. Those that said, Pastor, what can I do to serve this house? In the name of Jesus, those who have been faithful, glory be to God. We honor you and we give God praise for you. We don't take it for granted that you are helping your ministry, that you are helping your pastors, that you are helping your church. If we don't say thank you enough, thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, we are grateful. We are thankful for every member, every dime, every dollar, every hundred, every tenth. Glory be to God. You're doing the work of the ministry. You're establishing the covenant of the kingdom of God in the earth realm. And we give God praise for you because God is leading you by the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, that's why I decree and I declare that no weapon, come on somebody, formed against you will be able to beat you, will be able to prosper. There is nothing and no one coming against you that can defeat you. In the name of Jesus, you already got the victory. You already won. You already are a conqueror. Matter of fact, you're more than a conqueror. In the name of Jesus, that's why God, hallelujah, gave me even victory over cancer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's why I titled that book, Victory Over Cancer, because God gave me, oh, karabashata, le kere kobo, rashele ekaba. In the name of Jesus, gave me victory over a terminal disease. In the name of Jesus. And what has the Lord done for you? I know there's a testimony on the line. I know there's a prayer request on the line. I know there's a praise request on the line tonight. In the name of Jesus, so our eyes have not seen. Our ears haven't even heard. It hasn't even penetrated our heart what the Lord has laid up for you and I. In the name of Jesus, so God, I thank you for the unity in our church. I thank you for the unity in my marriage. I thank you for the unity in the spiritual family, God, that we are a part of. In the mighty name of Jesus, you said you hate those that sow discord. Glory be to God. So, Lord, we love you on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, if somebody has become weak in faith, we're praying they strengthen the Lord right now. In the name of Jesus, if somebody is struggling tonight, if somebody is suffering tonight, Lord, have mercy on them. In the name of Jesus, you said iron sharpens iron. You said we are disciples because we have love one for another. In the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you for everyone on this prayer line. I pray their strength in the Lord. My wife and I, we love them in the name of Jesus. We love every person at New Creation Christian Ministries. God, give them the jobs they need. Give them the careers that they're going after. Heal the sick. Deliver those in bondage. In the name of Jesus, break away, God, every stronghold. Remove every familiar spirit. In the name of Jesus. So, God, we're going to pray without ceasing. And we're believing by faith that we win. We're believing by faith that we're coming out. We're believing by faith that we already broke through. In the name of Jesus, as Pastor Prophet continues to pray, we're believing by faith that our prayers will be honored and answered on tonight. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we praise you. We magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your hand upon our lives. Lord, we thank you for this prayer line on tonight, God, and for every person, Father God, that has pressed their way, oh God, to be here on tonight, God. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will answer every prayer, Father God, that you will begin to touch, Father God, and refresh and restore those, Father God, who are even feeling weary, oh God. You said in your word that times are refreshing us to be found in the presence of the Lord. So, Lord, we are asking, Father God, that you will refresh those, oh God, who are on this line on tonight, God. So many are coming from work. So many have. Some are still at work, oh God. Some are, Father God, have been home, but taking care of kids, taking care of children, oh God. But Lord, whatever it is, oh God, and wherever that weary place is, oh God, we ask, Father God, that you will breathe on that place, oh God, that you will restore, that you will refresh, that you will, Father God, even rekindle your fire, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the bellies of those, Father God, under the sound of my voice. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are moving, oh God, supernaturally on this prayer line. We thank you, Lord, that souls are being saved, that lives are being changed, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that, Father God, visions are being manifested, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and gifts are being stirred up, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to do your will, continue to do your will. Let your will be done on earth as you have already ordained in heaven. Lord, we know that you already have a great plan, Father God, for each and every person that's here, oh God. And Lord, we are praying for each and every person on this prayer line, God, that you, Father God, will manifest your will to them, oh God. Some people are, Father God, wondering, God, what is it that you will have me to do? Where would you have me to go? How will you have me to do, oh God, what you are saying to me, God? Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will give clarity, oh God, to those on this prayer line who are seeking, who are seeking clarity on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we magnify your name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for peace and we thank you for healing, God. We thank you, Lord, oh God, we thank you for healing, God. We thank you for deliverance, God. We break every chain, God. We thank you for the anointing that's on this prayer line that destroys every yoke. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that nothing is too hard for you, but you are able and willing to do all things that pertain to the well-being and the blessedness of your people. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, we thank you that we are a blessed people, oh God, that we are blessed and highly favored, that we are healed, that we are delivered, that we are set free, that we are prosperous, that we, oh God, hallelujah, are walking, oh God, in the inherited blessings of Abraham, that we're walking in the fullness of our authority, that we're walking in the dunamis, oh God, that we're walking in the exousia, oh God, that we're walking in your kratos, oh God, your power, after we have done all, Father God, that we could just stand in the power of your might. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you for all these, that this power that has been made, and power and authority that has been made available to us. We thank you, Lord. I pray for doors to open, oh God, doors that no man can close. We thank you, Lord, that you are opening doors, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you are making ways. So as the song said, you made a way, oh God. When we didn't know, Father God, which way to turn, you made a way. Hallelujah. Even then, we did, it looked like it was impossible. You made a way, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for being a way maker, oh God. We thank you for being a promise keeper. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being a healer. We thank you for being a deliverer. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for being our all and all and our everything, that friend that sticks closer than the brother, the lawyer in the courtroom, the doctor in the hospital. We thank you, Lord, for having the final say. We thank you for being the lamb that was slain, oh God, that took our sins upon the cross, that we don't have to walk with our heads held down, or we don't have to walk with dismay, and but we can walk with joy. Ha! Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So, Lord, we thank you. And we praise you, God. We pray for New Creation Christian Ministries, God. We pray, Father God, for the local assembly, God. We pray, Father God, that you would bless their house, God. We pray, Father God, that you would manifest, Father God, yourself in that house every single time that the doors of the church are open. We ask, Father God, that even if we're not there, that you would saturate that atmosphere. Lord, even the same thing with Cloud 9 International Ministries, God, that you would saturate the atmosphere, oh God. But your angelic host, Father God, would, Father God, just hang out in the sanctuary, oh God, that they will be there, Father God. We ask that your anointing would meet the people as they walk in the door, that you would apprehend people, oh God, that people will fall on their knees and begin to weep, that they will repent of their sins, that they will say, what must I do to be saved? We ask, Father God, that the Holy Ghost armor will fill the sanctuary, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that there will be so much smoke, oh God, there will be so much, Father God, of your glory in the house, Father God, that we won't even be able to preach, oh God, that the people will weep and wail before you, oh God. They will be, Father God, be so remorseful, oh God, of living life without you, God. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, God. We need an experience and an encounter with you, God. We need a one-on-one and face-to-face encounter with you. We ask that you will give each and every person here, when we walk through the doors of our churches, that you will give us an encounter with you. No more church as usual, God. No more playing church, God. No more form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. But God, let change manifest in your church. Let your power fill that sanctuary, God. Let your power rest upon your servants, oh God, the pastors, oh God, over the apostles, or the prophets, the evangelists, the teacher, the members, oh God, the disciples, oh God. Let your power, oh God, overcome us and overtake us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for increase.
Come on.
We ask that you save souls and change lives and set the captives free in New Creation and Cloud 9 International Ministries, God. We ask, Father God, that you do a new thing, God. We ask that you equip us and equip the saints, oh God, for the work of the ministry, God. Not just work being done from the pulpit, oh God, but that every saint, oh God, will find their position, oh God, and every saint will roll up their sleeves and say, what is my gifting? Where does God want me to serve? So, Lord, we thank you. And we praise you, God. And we magnify your name, God. You are worthy, God. You are worthy to be praised. So we love you, Jesus. We love you. We love you, Jesus. We praise your name. We exalt your name. We magnify your name. We lift up your name, oh God. We say you are worthy, oh Lord. You are worthy. You are worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor. You are worthy of the praise. Hallelujah. And Lord, we give this prayer line to you, God. Lord, we even ask your glory to fill this prayer line. Glory, hallelujah. Lord, touch right now, God. Touch, oh God, every person that needs a touch from you. There is a woman, there is a man, oh God, that said, I need to go to the prayer line tonight. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. So, Lord, we ask that you would touch each and every person on this prayer line. We ask for miraculous breakthrough on this prayer line. And, Lord, we thank you in advance, oh God, and we consider it done. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray for Prophetess Nichelle, oh God, and her family, God. We pray for the Whitaker family, God, as they have put her father to rest on Sunday, oh God. Lord, we pray for that family, God. We pray for Johnson. We pray for Prophetess Nichelle, oh God, and we pray for the rest of the family, God. We ask, Father God, that you would touch them, that you would comfort them, that you would wrap your loving arms around them, that you would heal every hurting place, that you would let your balm of Gilead go down deep on the inside of them and help them to walk through this time. And, Lord, we thank you and we praise you in advance, oh God, because we know that you are doing it, that she belongs to you, that you are doing it, God, that you are touching her, that you're walking with her through this valley of the shadow of death, oh God. That you're walking with her, oh God, and that you're bringing her through, oh God, with a peace that surpasses all understanding. So, Lord, we think that even though weeping may endure for a night, that joy comes in the morning. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we magnify your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are going to pray. We are here to pray. If there is a prayer request, we saw a couple of hands already. Press 1 on your phone. We want to touch and agree with you. Glory to God. Even a praise report. Never know who you will encourage. Amen. With a testimony in the name of Jesus. Pastor, we see these hands. We're going to start taking callers. Again, press 1 on your phone, and we want to touch and agree with you tonight in Jesus' name. What is that first area code, Pastor?
Area code 919.
We're speaking with 919. God bless you this evening. 919.
Hello?
Yes, God bless you. We can hear you. God bless.
God bless you all as well. I was calling to see if you guys can pray for me tonight. This is Shaquella. How have y'all been?
Hi, Shaquella. We're doing well. How are you doing? How have you been?
I've been pretty good. I can't complain at all. No need.
Amen.
Just taking things one day at a time.
Amen.
Well, praise God. We're going to lift that up before the Lord. Shaquella, it's good to hear from you this evening. Let us go before God's throne. Father, we thank you for your daughter tonight, Shaquella.
Yes,
we thank you for this young woman of God, this mom, God, this person of God who calls on you, Lord, who loves you in the name
yes,
of Jesus. We believe by faith, God, that you have a wonderful future ahead of her in the name of Jesus. Thank you that you're keeping her. Thank you that you kept her. And thank you that you will always protect and provide for her and her family in the name of Jesus. Now, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Even during this season of Thanksgiving, God, that in the name of Jesus, you would continue to give her that gratitude and that attitude of Thanksgiving in her spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, knowing that all things will work together for her good because she calls on the name of the Lord and she loves you, Jesus. So I thank you, God, hallelujah, that she is above and not beneath. She is the head and not
yes,
the tail. She will always be the first and not the last. And God, you're about to make her the lender and not the borrower in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, that you continue to order her steps through your word. She called in for prayer, and I believe there's going to be a spiritual God impartation into her life on tonight.
Thank you,
in
Jesus.
The name of Jesus. You said it's not
thank
going
you,
to be
Lord.
By power, it's not going to be by anybody's might, but it's going to be by your spirit. God, whatever she
yes,
needs, hallelujah.
Jesus.
God, you can do it. Nothing
thank
is
you,
impossible for you, Lord. You told Sarah, is there anything too hard for God? So, Lord, I don't know what she's facing. I don't know if there's a mountain or a storm
you,
in her way. But, God, I know that you're able. Oh, glory be to God.
Yes,
and that you will
God.
Perform
you,
that which you've spoken over
thank
her
you,
life. Every prophetic word over her life. every promise over her life, every preached word over her life in the name of Jesus. Might it bring much prosperity into her life. Glory be to God. Lord, prosper her. Lord, heal her. Lord, deliver her. Lord, use her in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, hallelujah, that her fire won't go out, that her fire will never be quenched. In the name of Jesus, that her spirit is being stirred up, that her passion is being rekindled in the name of Jesus, that her excitement and her enthusiasm for the kingdom has been renewed. Glory be to God. So, Lord, I thank you, hallelujah, that she, in the name of Jesus, is still going to praise you. She's still going to glorify you. She's still going to shout glory in the middle of that, in the name of Jesus. So, God, protect her, watch over her, guard her, and I thank you, Lord, that you're going to use her to win many souls for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Aquila, I just see God doing something supernaturally in your life. It's spiritual. It's not a natural thing. It's just get ready for something to change internally. Glory be to God. Because when he changes you in the inside, it's going to impact everything on the outside. Glory be to God. That change is going to be internal because God wants to change your perspective. Whatever it is you're facing, he's about to change the way you see it. Glory be to God. And God's going to use that thing, especially if it's negative, and turn it around for your good in the mighty name of Jesus. So get ready for an infusion. Get ready for a spiritual impartation. Get ready for God to do something different in your life from this moment forward. It's going to be spiritual, but it's going to be manifested in the natural. Amen?
Amen. I receive
glory it. Glory to God. Amen. To God be the glory. And it was good to hear from you this evening. Amen.
Good to hear from you guys as well. And I pray God continues to bless you all, your family, your ministry.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. We receive that.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we receive that. In the name of Jesus, to God be the glory. Amen. We're going to take another caller, area code 678. God bless you. Area code 678.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony. I haven't been feeling well, and I really wasn't going to come on the prayer line because I think I sound terrible, but I was speaking to Deacon Carmen, and we started talking and about things, and she just started discussing with me the book of Revelations, and you know, I just started thinking about everything she said. And, you know, she's so encouraging to me. It's just, you know, it was just the right time that we spoke, and I just feel a whole lot better since we spoke. But I know the devil's a liar trying to knock me down. I've been sick and feeling sick all day in bed. I do have a lot to thank God for because I am living and I'm here today. And he has allowed me to see the day that I came to retire from work because I don't have to work full-time anymore. So I give thanks to God for that. But I just want a little prayer for me because not that my spirits are down because they're not, but my body felt like I just had to lay down and didn't know whether I was going to go on the prayer line or not. So I give all the glory and praise to the Lord and thank him every day for everything that he has done for me, for all the doors that he is going to open for me. And I thank him for that. And I thank him for everyone he has placed in my path. I thank you. I thank you for my pastor, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca, even though you guys are far away, but you guys are still my pastor on the prayer line. And I thank God so much for Deacon Carmen because she has really, really been through my walk too, and she's encouraged me all the way through. So thank you so much, and God bless everyone on this prayer line.
Amen. Praise God. Well, we certainly have been missing you the last couple of weeks, and I'm glad to hear your voice on today. Sorry to hear that you are sick. No, I'm not sick, but under the weather, because we declare your healing in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to pray for you. Father God, we praise your name, we worship you, we magnify your name. Lord, we thank you for Sister Maria, oh God, and we thank you for your hand on her life, God. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in her life, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for, Father God, all the praise reports that she has brought to the prayer line on tonight, God, that she doesn't have to work full-time, oh God, hallelujah, that she's still in the land of the living, God, that you've done so many wonderful things that she can't even begin to name, oh God, in her life. But thank you for Deacon Carmen, and thank you for us, Pastor Emily, and myself in her life, our new creation family, or the prayer line, oh God. We just thank you, Lord, for blessing our sister, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, right now we pray over her life. We pray healing. We pray healing over her body, oh God. We pray the anointing. I pray for the anointing to be released, oh God, right now, God, through this prayer line, Father God, to destroy the yoke of sickness, oh God, that has attached itself to her body. And we say, Maria, you are loose from the bond of infirmity in the name of Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus, we declare you healed, and we release the balm of Gilead to flow through this prayer line, to pour flow through your body, and to begin to manifest healing in your body in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for her pressing her way to the prayer line. We thank you, Lord, that the sick are healed. We thank you, Lord, that she's already delivered. We thank you that her joy is full. We thank you that her joy is complete, God. We thank you, Lord, that she will have sweet slumber on tonight, God. We ask, Father God, that you give her sweet sleep on tonight, that she will wake up, Father God, and not have any symptoms, oh God, that she has been experiencing today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we ask for total manifestation of healing in Sister Maria's body. We thank you, Lord, for her family. We thank you for her son. We thank you for her grandson, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for divine favor over her life. We thank you, Lord, for using her even on this prayer line as she sings songs of praise, oh God. We thank you for restoring her voice, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, no weapon formed against her can prosper. I just hear God saying, no weapon, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. Hallelujah. No weapon, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon, no weapon that's trying to come against your strength, against your health, against your voice, against your joy, even certain connections that God has in your life, that God has in your life. God says, no weapon formed against you will prosper. He said, you have already declared it out of your own mouth that you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. And God says, continue to walk in that victory. Walk in the victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Manifest the victory. Manifest the victory. God said, you shall see victory in certain situations that you are believing him for in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for victory. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For even, I don't even know if this word is a separation of even God's detaching some things from you that have even come to be like an anchor, amen, to bring you down and to pull you down. And I even see God even beginning to cut some things off, amen, hallelujah, so that you can continue to soar, because God says, I have created you to soar, amen, hallelujah, and you shall soar above every circumstance that's trying to even bring you down and trying to, even that sickness that attacking your body. God said, you shall soar. It's just a symptom of what's going on in the spirit realm. And God said, I speak wellness to you. I speak wholeness to you. I speak healing to you. You are an overcomer. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And I hear God saying, greater. I hear God saying, continue to rejoice because greater is coming. So, Lord, we thank you for the greater that's coming to her. We thank you, Lord, for the greater that is coming to her. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, hallelujah, for greater. I just hear greater, greater, greater things shall I do, says the Lord. greater things. Hallelujah. And I don't know how, just take your hands and just open your hands, like letting go. It's like God says, I even want you to let go. Let go and let me have my way. Hallelujah. Let go. I just see you letting go. Amen. And letting God have his way. Amen. There's a supernatural release that's taking place in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. And as you open your hands and let go, God says, I'm getting ready to fill your hands and your life with even the more, with the greater. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you got to let go, hallelujah, so I can fill your hands with the greater, says the Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify your name. We thank you for the greater. I thank you for healing over her life. And I declare that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, that Sister Maria is healed in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Amen.
Glory.
So you
amen.
You go ahead and drink you some juice and stay on the line, you know, as the prayers continue, but get you some juice and you're going to sleep good tonight. And we know that God, we're believing God. We're believing God that tomorrow you will be symptom free when you wake up in the morning. Amen. We're believing God for total manifestation of your healing in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
You're welcome.
Amen.
We love you. We love you. We pray your strength in the Lord. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. She still prays it. Amen. God bless you. Amen. She still prays it. See, that's when you know you're a praiser. When you can praise God when the devil got you down in your body or trying to get you down because he can't get her down. Amen. A little under the weather, but not anymore, not any longer, because right now she is healed in Jesus' name, and she prays her way through. She has praised God in advance. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take another caller.
Hallelujah. We have another caller, hand raised, area code 240. God bless you this evening. 240, God bless.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony. God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. How are you? This is Star.
God bless you. God bless you, Star. We're great.
We're doing good. Good to hear you.
Good. It was so good to see you guys on Sunday, and I'm so glad I came, and I'm going to continue coming and coming earlier. Today, I do have a special request. I want to ask for prayer over my sisters, and something I don't normally ask for, I would also ask for prayer over Darius.
Amen. To God be the glory. We're going to lift that up in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now for Starlita. We thank you, hallelujah, even as we read that scripture tonight, that Father God, those of us have others on their minds, that if we're stronger, we need to pray for those, God, who need you to come in. And right now, we pray for her sisters, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Diamond and Deja, we thank you for her siblings, God. We thank you. Glory be to God. Even as Cece has birthed these three beautiful daughters into the earth realm, we pray right now and lift Diamond up to you. We lift Deja up to you, God, these young mothers, these young women of God. Hallelujah. God, we know that you have blessed them. We know that you have made a way. We know that your hand is on their lives in the name of Jesus. And right now, we thank you for the manifestation and the reality of your blessings being made known. God, give them supernatural strength. God, give them wisdom beyond their years. I thank you that you would give them a greater understanding. Hallelujah. Change their perspective, God, even in the spiritual things. I thank you right now that you're doing a supernatural, miraculous in their lives in the name of Jesus. Show them your mighty hand, God. Thank you. Glory be to God. Answer their personal prayers. Move, God. Hallelujah. As only you can move in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you. And we plead the blood of Jesus over every one of them. over Diamond,
yes,
over
Lord.
Deja, over the babies, God, in the name of
yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you that your blessings be upon these young ladies. And God, right now, breathe on this young man, Darius. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will come into his heart afresh and anew.
Yes, yes.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, that you are, hallelujah, that you are in him. And God, your spirit reigns and rules over him in the name of Jesus. I thank you, God, hallelujah. You will give him a greater revelation, a greater knowledge, a greater wisdom of who you are in his life in the name of Jesus. God, bless this man, this father, God, in the name of Jesus, this young man who is a believer. I thank you, God, that you would increase the anointing on his life. God, help him.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
When he stumbles, God, help him how to stand straight. When he make mistake, God, in the name of Jesus, help him, God, in the name of Jesus, to move forward by faith and not by sight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know he's the priest, provider, and protector that you called him to be. So whatever it is that the enemy has countered, whatever it is that the enemy's trying to raise up, whatever it is that the enemy's trying to use, we pray over Darius right now that nothing against him will stop him. Nothing against him will prevent
yes,
him. Nothing against him will work to undo what you have ordained for his life. In the name of Jesus, every negative word, every negative circumstance,
yes,
every negative thing, God, that he is facing,
yes,
in the name of Jesus, may it not work. May it not penetrate his life. May it not be a distraction.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, God, strengthen him. Glory be to God. God,
yes,
use
Jesus.
Him in the name of Jesus. To be the father that you called him to be the man and provider that you called him to be a man of God that's strong, steadfast, unshakable, unmovable with the word of the Lord in his mouth, in the name of
yes,
Jesus, a man of faith, a man of belief, a man of trust, God, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you for his life, God, in the mighty
yes.
name of Jesus. Thank you, God, that you are ordering his steps through your word. I thank you that his ladder will be greater. His future is bright in the name of
yeah.
Jesus, that you're calling him closer to you, God. Glory be to God. I see him praying more. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I see him desiring the more of God in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I see him, God, trying to draw near to you. Glory be to God.
Yes,
and we're
Jesus.
Speaking right
Amen.
Now those things. That be not as though they are in the name of Jesus. So, God, watch over these three, Diamond and Deja and Darius, God. These young people, make them on fire for your kingdom. Make them on fire for the things of God. Hallelujah, God. Give them the prosperity and the success that they need in their families, in their relationships, in their money, in their careers. God, bless these young people as only you can in Jesus' name. And God, I thank you for Salida and Little Treasure as they came into the sanctuary, as she sent up a praise, God. I thank you, hallelujah, that she has a praise yet in her belly for you, that she has a praise and a fruit of her lips for you, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, her love for you, her love for the kingdom, and her love for her church and her pastors. It's evident, and God bless her in only the way that you can, in Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Glory be to God. Salida, when you sent up a praise on Sunday, I believe God released something in your direction.
My God.
I tell you, when you begin to, there you go, hallelujah. When you begin to praise God in church on Sunday, I believe God released something that you've been praying for. Release something in your direction that's going to bless you mightily. And that's what God wants. Continue to praise him, and God will continue
yes.
to release blessings into your life. Amen?
Amen. That was definitely God, because I didn't see that coming. That was
well,
God.
Well, to God be the glory. You are a praiser, and God has given you that. And we thank God that you love the Lord with all your mind, heart, and strength, and it's evident.
Yes.
And continue to bless that baby and love on that baby for us. And again, we will see you in service again. Sunday.
Yes,
on
you
Sunday.
Will.
Amen.
Thank you
love
so much.
You.
Amen. God bless you.
Love you. God bless you.
Bless
he
you.
Is such a blessing.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless.
God.
Hallelujah.
God honors our press. When we press our way to the things of God, he honors that. Amen. People don't understand sometimes that God meets our hunger and our thirst for him. The Bible says that those who hunger and thirst shall be filled. Amen. And when we are hungry enough to press our way, no matter what's going on, God meets us. He meets us. He makes sure that we get what we come for. Amen. He makes sure that we know that he acknowledges the fact that we are pressed our way, the fact that we are hungry for him, the fact that we are thirsted after him. Amen. So when you come with expectation, my God, then God meets you. He shows up and he meets you every time. So we thank God that Salida was blessed on Sunday because she pressed. She said she was coming, and she pressed her way into the sanctuary, and God met her. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to that was it for the hands raised. If there's anybody that has a prayer or another prayer request, if you press 1, we will take your call. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Okay, we're just going to pray for Mother May. Amen. I believe that's it for our prayer request on tonight, Pastor. Amen. Father God, we praise your name. Lord, we thank you for those who are here, those who are pressed one, and those who didn't, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you would touch every person, oh God. We would ask, Father God, that you would release, Father God, your supernatural power, oh God, in every situation. If they're praying for their children, we pray for the children of those represented on this phone line. We pray, Father God, for the health of those represented on this prayer line. We pray for the finances of those on this prayer line, God, that you will loose, oh God, your power in every single area. Those who are in ministry, oh God, that you will allow them to serve you even the more so. God, we pray for Mother May Thomas, oh God, that you will touch her, oh God, that you will continue to bless her, that you will heal her. We pray, Father God, that you will continue to do a work in our family, in my family, oh God, with my sisters and my brother, oh God, that you will touch my aunts, oh God, that you will touch all of my relatives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my Aunt Josephine, my Aunt Laura, my mother, touch her body, touch her legs, her knees, even as she prepares for this holiday season. Give her strength, oh God, and let her know, oh God, hallelujah, that your hand is upon her life. So, Lord, we thank you for meeting every need of my mother, of my Deacon Carmen, of Sister Cece, oh God, hallelujah, Sister Lori, Prophet Jamal, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for meeting every need on this prayer line, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to have your way. Touch Sister Emily and Eartha as they travel to Miami, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you for your hand on every life, and we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, that is it. Amen. We're going to close the prayer line down tonight. Amen. And go ahead and close the prayer line tonight as we have no more prayer requests. We thank God for each and every one of you. We do ask that you continue to sow, and we thank you for sowing. You can do so by going to nccmonline.org and sowing your seed. Amen. Every seed is appreciated. We thank God for each and every one of you. Meet us here tomorrow night for Word Wednesday. We pray for Sister Rita, even if she's not on the prayer line. God, continue to bless her and keep her. We pray again for Prophetess Michelle. Keep her and her family in your prayers. And, Lord, we just thank you for every person on this prayer line in Jesus' name. Well, God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow at 7:30 for Word Wednesday. And we will see you Sunday for those in the New Jersey area at 12:30 for our powerful anointed service at 1482 Maple Avenue in Hillside, New Jersey. God bless you. Go into peace.
This keeps me going on those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Remember this.
Your storm is
is over, I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you made it through it. Oh, I believe, ooh, it's already done.
I'm excited about your future.